Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Just as lawyer Frank Carter had hoped, when Penny Gibbs hinted to Mabel Peterson that she knew a lot about the mysterious circumstances surrounding the late Sam Ainslie's will, Mrs. Peterson got on the long-distance phone and said,
"Mr. Wilson, I'm afraid they know more than they ought to know about the will left by Mr. Ainslie."
And Mr. Wilson replied,
"I'll come to Rossville right away and look into it. But don't be a fool and talk about this on the phone. Stay off the telephone till you hear from me."
Later, Penny went to see her ex-fiancé and former policeman, Johnny Keith. Penny said,
"Johnny, you've got to use your influence with the police department to allow us to tap Mrs. Peterson's telephone wires."
Several hours later, Johnny Keith saw Penny at her home and said,
"It's all set, Penny. I spoke to Captain Harlow at police headquarters, and he'll give Carter all the cooperation he wants. But we won't be able to tap those phone wires till tomorrow. Harlow has to send to Wayne City for equipment."
It's the next day now, and in an empty garage not far from Mrs. Peterson's home, Penny and Johnny sit with earphones, which so far have been silent.
"Oh, I haven't heard a thing so far, Johnny. You think this thing works?"
"Well, it works all right, Penny. Sergeant Delaney tested it again just before he went to lunch. You don't mind sitting here till he gets back, do you?"
"No, but a garage isn't the most comfortable place in the world. Anyway, I think I can stand it for a while."
"Good.
Certainly wish Mrs. Peterson to make a call."
"Well, sometimes you have to wait for days to hear what you want."
"I know, but if she'd just call the grocery store so I'd know this thing was working."
"Well, as long as that green light is on over there, Penny, the instrument's working."
"Okay, if you say so. How do they tap wires, Johnny?"
"Oh, it's a pretty simple thing to do. You see, the wires from this instrument are spliced to the wires under Mrs. Peterson's telephone."
"Mm-hmm."
"So we can listen in on every phone call in or out of Mrs. Peterson's home."
"And she can't tell that anyone's listening?"
"Oh, she won't have the slightest idea. Especially if the listening device is a good one. And this is the best there is, according to Sergeant Delaney."
"Well, I hope it serves its purpose and we hear something pretty soon."
"I do, too. I just had a horrible thought."
"What do you mean you just had a horrible thought?"
"Well, maybe Mrs. Peterson is cagier than we think and has phoned Wilson from a pay station in town."
"Oh, no, that'd be awful."
"Well, it certainly put a crimp in Carter's plans. I'll have to start all over again trying to find Wilson."
"You would bring that up. I was enthusiastic about this until now."
"No, don't give up hope yet. That was just a thought. Chances are you're right. Mrs. Peterson is so worried she'll phone Wilson and not give a thought to the possibility that wires are tapped.
Mr. Wilson may think of it."
"Well, once Mrs. Peterson makes a call, it won't matter what Wilson thinks. We'll have his phone number, and with that, we can get his address. That's all Carter needs."
"Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I feel better again now."
You're feeling better about a lot of things, aren't you?"
"Oh, I guess I'm just busy, that's all."
Not thinking too much?"
"I'm thinking more than I want to."
"Well, you can't stop thoughts, Penny, or erase memories the way you can rub out chalk marks on a blackboard."
"I know, I've tried."
When's the last time you heard from Barry?"
"It's been about 2 weeks."
"Well, that's not such an awfully long time."
"Seems like an eternity, Johnny."
"What do you do, watch for the mailman every day?"
"Every morning and every afternoon."
"Well, you're just torturing yourself, Penny. You shouldn't do it."
"I know I shouldn't do it. It's childish, but I can't help it." guess I just have to because I want a letter from him so badly.
Well, you'll hear from him when he has something to write.
He doesn't have to write anything special. Just a word to say hello would be enough.
Well, that's not so. If you had only a line from him, you'd think something was wrong. You'd begin to feel that he'd stopped loving you.
I never feel that way about Barry. He has the same kind of love for me that I have for him. The kind that never stops.
But don't you wish it would? I mean, don't you wish you could stop loving him?
No.
Wouldn't you feel freer? Wouldn't you have a lighter heart?
Johnny, I don't mind a heavy heart. Not for the reason it's heavy.
Well, that sounds as if you enjoy suffering.
Do I seem to be suffering now?
Well, you're down, Penny.
I guess that's only natural under the circumstances, isn't it?
Well, you wouldn't be down if you'd forget.
Johnny, I can't forget. I don't want to forget. As a matter of fact, it's too lovely to forget.
Lovely? If there's no hope for a future together, how lovely is it?
Because the memory's lovely even without the future. You ought to know that.
Yeah, I ought to. But I don't like memories of the past that don't give promise of fulfillment in the future. It's too much like remembering the dead. Something that doesn't exist anymore.
Barry exists, Johnny. Not only in my memory, but in my hopes. He is my hope, Johnny.
Well, that's good, Penny. That's brave. That's having faith. But what else is it?
Does it have to be anything else?
Well, you deserve to get more out of life than hope. And especially empty hope.
My hope isn't empty.
Well, your life will be empty if all it's built on is hope.
Well, what'll I do, live a life without hope? That's kind of an empty existence, isn't it?
Well, I might try new hopes. Hopes that don't include Barry.
I can't think without including Barry.
Well, does that go forever, Penny?
It goes for as long as there's the slightest chance he can come back and marry me. Maybe it even goes after that chance is gone.
Well, what do you think the chances are that he'll come back and be able to marry you, I mean?
I don't know what the chances are. What I think of the chances kind of depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think no, and sometimes you think yes, huh?
Sometimes I think no, and sometimes I think yes.
Mm-hmm. And right now?
Now I think no, but that doesn't keep me from hoping.
Just hoping. That's really all you have to go on, isn't it? Hope and nothing but hope. Penny, it isn't good. It isn't right. I'm not talking against Barry for any selfish reason.
I'm sure you're not.
Well, I'm not. I'm not considering myself at all, just you. I'm trying to make you see where it's best for you to forget and start all over again.
Is it best for me to forget as fine a man as I've ever known in my life? Is it best for me to forget the happiest moments in my life? Is it right to ignore our hopes and dreams and plans together? And to pretend that he never existed and that they never existed? No, Johnny, I don't think that's right.
You didn't wait for my answer, did you?
Your answer isn't necessary anymore. I know that answer myself.
Penny, I'll tell you something. If my hopes for you will do any good, I hope with all my heart that somehow, some way, things work out for you and Barry. I like the guy. And you know how I feel about you.
Oh, John.
Now, I want you to have the best, both of you. You deserve it. And, Mrs. Peterson's telephone's
ringing. I almost forgot why we were here. Maybe this is the call we've been waiting for.
I hope so, but it probably won't be. Your earphones adjusted?
Yeah. Oh, I hope she's home.
So far, she isn't. There's no answer yet.
Mm. If we talk, can she hear us?
No, but let's be careful.
Hello?
Shh, she answered.
Hello, Mrs. Peterson?
Yes.
Mrs. Peterson, this is Robert Wilson.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson. Are you in town?
Yes. Just got in. Are you alone?
Yes.
Good. I'll be right up.
Is it safe, Mr. Wilson? Miss Gibson, Mr. Carter may be looking for you.
They're wise to us. They're looking for someone, but they don't know who. I'm just a couple of blocks from your house. I'll be right there.
All right. Goodbye.
See you.
Johnny, that's the man Mr. Carter's looking for.
I didn't expect such luck so soon. But he didn't say much to convict himself. We have to get a look at him before Carter can do anything else.
Well, he'll be at Mrs. Peterson's in a few minutes, and I think I'll just drop in on him.
No. You better not do that, Penny. It might not be safe.
Look, it'll be all right, Johnny. Now, you go phone Mr. Carter and tell him I'll be at his office within an hour with some good news.
So, you see, I just had to get in touch with you, Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Ainslie must have gone to this young lawyer, Carter, and interested him in her case.
What's this fellow Carter look like, Mrs. Peterson?
I don't know. He's new here, and I've never seen him.
Well, I'll go up and see him. Under another name, of course.
You don't think he'll guess who you are, do you?
I'm not that dumb, and he's not that smart.
Well, so far, he's been smart enough to guess what happened with Mr. Ainslie's will.
He can't do anything to us with guesses.
You were the one who did it. I didn't do it.
You know all about what I did and kept your mouth shut. That makes you just as guilty as I am.
But you forced me to.
And I'm still forcing you. Keep your mouth shut unless you want everyone in Rossville to know all about you.
You're going to blackmail me for the rest of my life, aren't you?
I haven't asked you for anything but silence. Is that such a hardship?
No, but I...
Who's that?
Well, it's probably a delivery boy.
Look out the window and see.
Yeah, don't worry, I will. Oh, my.
What's the matter? Who is it?
It's that Penny Gibbs. She works for Mr. Carter.
Well, don't answer the door. She'll think you're not here.
Oh, but I'm afraid she saw me looking out the window.
Oh. Well, what's this, a closet door?
Yeah, it is.
I'll hide in here.
Okay.
Get rid of her as quick as you can. I don't like hiding in closets.
All right.
Hello, Mrs. Peterson. Can I come in?
I'm busy.
I have something very important to tell you.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I'll only keep you a minute.
Oh. What is it?
Oh. Well, I...
What's the matter, Penny? You seem to be looking for something.
Oh, no, I'm not looking for anything.
There's no one here, Penny.
There isn't?
What makes you think there is?
Well, nothing makes me think there is.
You have something important to tell me, Penny. What is it?
Oh, well, I think it can wait till later, Mrs. Peterson. I really do.
No, Mr. Wilson, don't do that. Oh, Mr. Wilson, you shouldn't have hit her.
Why not? I don't know how she found out about it, but she knew I was here.
I don't know how she's found out any of the things she has. Oh, Mr. Wilson, she's unconscious. Maybe she's seriously hurt. What are we going to do with her?
What? Well, I usually kill anybody who gets in my way.
Has Penny been seriously injured? Is Robert Wilson going to carry out his threat? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.